former Mauritius Prime Minister who oversaw UK Chagos Islands deal arrested in money laundering probe. By Breitbart London on February 16, 2025. AFP, police in Mauritius on Sunday arrested the island's former Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth in a money laundering probe and seized stacks of cash in raids on fellow suspects' homes, officials said. Officers detained the 63-year-old along with his wife Kobita Jugnauth on Saturday and questioned them for several hours. Police sources who asked not to be named told AFP. Kobita Jugnauth was later released and Pravind Jugnauth was placed under formal arrest in the early hours of Sunday. Pravind Jugnauth's lawyer Ralph Gulbul told reporters. He gave his version of events and denied the allegations made against him. He said the ex-premier would appear before a judge later on Sunday. A police incident report seen by AFP detailed a search by officers at the home of another suspect, who works for a local leisure company. It said they seized documents bearing the names of the Jugnauths, as well as luxury watches and stacks of various currencies. Police also searched the home of a local real estate executive and seized suitcases of cash, local media reported. The island's Financial Crimes Commission had asked police to detain the Jugnauths and two other suspects if they tried to leave the country. In a notice issued on Saturday, citing investigations into a case of money laundering. Prime Minister from 2017 to 2024. Pravind Jugnauth is a member of one of the dynasties that have dominated the leadership of Mauritius, a stable and relatively prosperous Indian Ocean island nation, since it became independent from Britain in 1968. He oversaw a historic deal with Britain for Mauritius to regain sovereignty over the Chagos Islands following a long-running dispute. He and his militant socialist movement suffered a crushing defeat in tense elections in November. He ceded office to centre-left rival Navin Ramgoolam, who became prime minister for the third time. Ramgoolam's government reopened the Chagos negotiations, reportedly seeking greater financial compensation and to renegotiate the length of the proposed lease for a joint UK-US military base. Under the Chagos deal, Britain will retain a lease for the base on the island of Diego Garcia. Both Mauritius and Britain have said US President Donald Trump's administration will have a say on the final terms of the agreement. The base is currently leased by Britain to the United States and has become one of its key military facilities in the Asia-Pacific. During the election campaign, both camps promised to improve the lives of ordinary Mauritians who face cost of living difficulties despite strong economic growth. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.